The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Ayin. Mishnah says, Ha'aru v'chalatveim lo yoichlu b'tshuma. The halacha is that a kohen, in order to be able to eat truma, has to be tahor, and a kohen is not allowed to eat shum if he is a oral, somebody who is not mekayim the mitzvah of milah. That means he doesn't have a milah. Rashi over here says, what does it mean? What is a, who is a oral that doesn't have a milah? Kohen shemesu echov machmas milah. The oral in the Mishnah is referring to someone who had older brothers who had a bris milah performed on them, and they died, and therefore the halacha is, it's a sakana. If he has three older brothers that die, it's a sakana to do a bris milah on the next child. And therefore, because it's sakana, his potter, they don't have to give him a bris milah. Nevertheless, even though he doesn't have a bris milah, he's not allowed to eat shum. This kain is considered an oral, and he's not allowed to eat shum. This is the opinion of Rashi. Toiz Yishanim over here brings that Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam says that if somebody didn't give his son a milah, if somebody doesn't have a milah because it's Meisu Echo Machlas Milah, his older brothers died because they didn't have a milah performed to them, then he's not considered Arul and he would be allowed to eat Truma. Says Tosis, Dinkeinene Mitzvah Lumuloi, there's no mitzvah. He doesn't have a mitzvah, because this is a sakana. He doesn't have a mitzvah to give himself a bris milah. He can't do it. He may very well want to, but he's not allowed to, because it's a sakana. So since he has no mitzvah, he is not considered an arul. So what does the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah says that an arul is not allowed to eat truma? Who is the Mishnah referring to? So as Rabbi Tam, the Mishnah is referring to somebody who has the ability to give himself a milah. He's not meisu echa machas milah. But he doesn't want to. He's a mumer, somebody who decides that he does not want to give himself a milah, a mumer la revus. That is the person who the Mishnah is referring to, that a oral, a kain oral, is not allowed to eat truma. Now, Rabbeinu Tam says that he has a gemara on his side. Gemara later on, the Ayin Aleph, is the following question. The gemara wants to know, what's the halacha katan oral? What's the halacha of a katan who is an oral? What is the katan who is an oral? We know that the bris milah is not performed. There's no mitzvah to do a bris until the child is 8 days old. So what if we have a katan who is not 8 days old yet? He's not yet 8 days old. He doesn't yet have the mitzvah of milah. Mahu l'soichoi b'shemen shel truma. Are you allowed to rub the shemen shel truma on his body? We know the halacha is that truma, you're only allowed to do certain things with it. You're only allowed to use it for achila, to eat it, for shtiyah, to drink, or for sicha, and to rub it on your body. So, and the halacha is that somebody who is not allowed to eat truma, someone who is not a kain of his zor, he's not allowed to eat truma, and he's not allowed to drink truma, and he's not allowed to do sicha. Sicha of truma is also only limited to somebody who is allowed to eat truma, like a kain. So therefore, the Mishnah says, a katan oral. The Gemara's question is, can I rub the truma on a katan who is normal? Now, the Gemara doesn't ask the question about eating, because a katan who is less than 8 days old is not eating solid food. He's not eating. He's definitely not going to eat any truma. However, you might want to do sicha, to rub some oil of truma on his body. Therefore, the Gemara clears the shaila. The Gemara wants to know, is there a problem? Is he considered an oral because it's arelu shaloi bizmano? Because he doesn't yet have the mitzvah of milah, that's the Gemara's discussion. Taisa says, what do we see from this Gemara? Says Taisa, you see that somebody who does not have a mitzvah to give himself a bris milah, we see from this Gemara that somebody who is stuck, he is not capable of performing the mitzvah of milah right now, even though he may very well want to. Still, the Gemara is not sure by this person who is less than 8 days old. The Gemara says it's a suffix. The Gemara had asked the question, is he allowed to basically eat truma or not? Says Tosis, if you're going to tell me that the Mishnah, our Mishnah that says that Arul is not allowed to eat truma, is referring to somebody who is forced not to become an Arul because he's not allowed to give himself a bris milah. So by default, even though he wants to give himself a milah, he's still not allowed to. So says Tosis, why didn't the Gemara bring down this Mishnah? The Gemara should have said that this Mishnah answers the Gemara's question. Just like we see from the Mishnah that somebody who wants to give himself a milah but he can't because he's a sakana, because he's made tzeach ha'machas milah, and still the Gemara says he's considered an aral and he's not allowed to eat truma. So too, somebody who's less than 8 days old, even though he may want to give, he wants to have a milah when he turns 8 days old, later on he's definitely going to want to have a bismillah, he just can't do it now because it's not yet the right time. So you would see from here that he's not allowed to eat truma. Says Tosis, it must be, we see from here that that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. That really the Pshat in the Mishnah is somebody who does not want to give himself a milah, but somebody wants to give himself a milah, like his Mesech Machas Milah, therefore he's different. And therefore that's why Tosis says, if someone is Mesech Machas Milah, is allowed to eat Truma. So what does Rashi do with his Gemara? Rashi says that the Mishnah is talking about Meisu Echel Machas Milo. So what is going to be the difference between Meisu Echel Machas Milo, somebody who, because he's Zakona, he can't give himself a Milo, and somebody who's less than 8 days old? So Tosis over here, the beginning of the Perek, here's this question. And Tosis says that the two cases are not similar. Says Tosis, somebody who can't give himself a Milo, Machas Zakona, so he doesn't have a problem. If he wants to do, he can give himself a milah. He has the mitzvah to give himself a milah. There's just a problem that there's a sakana involved and he's not allowed to do it. However, somebody who's less than 8 days old, there is no mitzvah. There's no such thing. There's no person who's less than 8 days old who has a bris milah. He's not the right type of person who is chayv in milah. So therefore, that's a different case. And the Gemara does not want to compare the two cases. How do we understand these? This two shittas, the pshita of Rashi and the pshita of Rabbeinu Tam. So l'chayra, it's very possible we can explain that the machloikis between these two opinions is based on how we understand the status of somebody who's less than 8 days old. The Torah says that every person, every male is mechuyev to have a bris milah, and the mitzvah of milah is ideally, it's supposed to be done when a person is 8 days old and not before. So what does this mean? One way to understand it is that the Torah said there's a certain time period for a person to have a bris milah. That time period begins when he's 8 days old and it extends afterwards. Even if l'chatchila he's supposed to have a milah when he's 8 days old, but if not, you can give him a milah later. The other way we can understand is that it's not simply a matter of time. That's at a certain time period are times that a person could do a mitzvah. You know, there's certain times of the year that you could do certain mitzvahs, and there's certain times that you can't do mitzvahs. Certain mitzvahs can be done by day, certain mitzvahs cannot be done by night. So you could say bris milah also. There's a certain time period when you can do it, certain time when you can't do it. The other way of looking at it is that a bris milah has to be performed on a person who is 8 days old. A person has to be a certain type of person. A person who is 7 days old is not the same thing, is not as grown as a person who is 8 days old. So the object, the person himself, is when he's 7 days old, is not the type of person who has an arla. He doesn't have an arla, you could do a bris milah. So really, in reality, we could say that somebody who is less than 8 days old does have a, if you could give him a arla, he would do the bris milah. He would have the mitzvah to do bris milah. The Torah says that there's no such thing. There's no such thing as doing the mitzvah before 8 days old, because before the 8 days, it's not considered an arla at all, and therefore there's no mitzvah. Similarly, we find an interesting idea. The Gemara says that Avraham Avinu was mekayim kol Torah kulo. He performed all the mitzvahs of the Torah actually nitna, even though the Torah was not yet given. And we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avraham Avinu when Avraham was 99 years old, and he said, do a bris milah. So the question is, if Avraham Avinu kept all the mitzvahs before, even if he wasn't told, he wasn't commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so why did he wait to be mekayim the mitzvah of bris milah? He should, just the same way he did every other mitzvah on his own, he should have done the mitzvah of bris milah on his own. Why did Avraham Avinu wait to perform the mitzvah of bris milah until Hashem commanded him to do it? So the teretz from the Brisker Rav Biskarov said all the other mitzvahs, Avraham Avinu was possible for him to do the mitzvah even though the Torah wasn't yet given. It was a possibility. There was a way for him to be kind of mitzvah. The Torah says to shake a lulav, so he could go get a lulav and shake a lulav. The Torah says keep Shabbos, he could keep Shabbos. However, in the mitzvah of Bris Milah, the Torah says that you're supposed to cut off the arla. There's a mitzvah to do a milah, and the mitzvah of milah is to cut off something which is considered an arla. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Avraham Avinu to cut to the mitzvah of milah, the arla was not considered in halacha to be a arla that's mechuyiv in the mitzvah of milah. So even though Avraham Avinu, of course, wanted to be mekayim in the mitzvah of milah as soon as possible, but it wasn't possible for him to be mekayim in the mitzvah of milah until HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him. Similarly, we can say that somebody who's less than 8 days old, his arla is not considered an arla. It's not the halachically the correct, proper type of arla upon which you can perform and be mekayim the mitzvah of milah. Therefore, that's why you can't perform the mitzvah on someone who's less than 8 days old. And if we understand it like this, we can say that these are the two opinions over here, the opinion of Rashi and the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that there's no difference between someone who's meisu echel machmas milah, somebody who wants to do a milah but he cannot because it is a sakana involved if he gives himself a milah. There's no difference between that type of person and somebody who's less than 8 days old. Because that's only also the arla is the arla in both cases. Somebody who is meisu echel machmas milah, if he goes and gives himself a bris milah, he's the kind of mitzvah bris milah. He has performed the mitzvah of bris milah. He's not allowed to do it because it's a sakana. But the arla is considered 100% arla, and al-pi al-loch, that is considered a good arla. Yet he's not allowed to be kind of mitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam says someone who's 7 days old, who's less than 8 days old, his arla is also considered an arla. This is a problem. The Torah said he's supposed to be kind of mitzvah. He's supposed to wait 8 days in kind of mitzvah. But 8 days is not a chasarn. It's not a problem in the actual arla. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says we definitely could compare the two cases, the case of a katan that's less than 8 days old, to somebody who never had a milah because of a sakon. Whereas Rashi disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says that until a person is 8 days old, it's his arla is not considered an arla in halach. Halachically, this is not an arla. And if this is not an arla, so then he's not considered an arla at all. And the Gemara is declaring a shiloh. The Gemara has a question. Maybe is in some way would you still consider him an arla? Would you not consider him an arla? But this has no bearing whatsoever on the halacha of somebody who is over 8 days old and his arla is an arla, but it's meisu echel machmas milah. So therefore, Rashi says we cannot compare the two cases at all. In fact, we could also explain that this machloikis is relevant to a different sugya. In fact, we find the Mishnah in Kiddushin says that all mitzvahs that are mitzvahs asei shazman gromo, that are defined by a certain period of time, there's a certain time when a person could fulfill and perform these mitzvahs, and if he doesn't do these mitzvahs in that time, he's not a kind of mitzvah. All these mitzvahs asei shazman gromo that are based upon a specific time, women are potter. Noshim are potter from mitzvah seishas man groma. And the Gemara has drashas over there in Kiddushin. How we learn out this halacha. This is halacha, and we say all over that noshim are not obligated in a mitzvah seishas man groma. We also find the Gemara says over there in Kiddushin, same Gemara. The Gemara says that we learn out from a pasuk. We have a special specific drasha that the mitzvah of milah, bris milah, does not apply to women. Women are potter from the mitzvah of milah. Shrek Taisis asks, and the other Rishonim also ask on that Gemara, why do we need a specific pasuk by bris milah to tell me that women are not chayiv in the mitzvah of milah? Why don't we say that the bris milah is a mitzvah seish has not grown? Bris milah is a mitzvah that it can only be performed during a specific time. Because we know the Torah says you cannot perform the mitzvah of milah until after the baby is 8 days old. When he's only less than 8 days old, there is no mitzvah. So Tosfos asks, why do we need a pasuk to say that women are potter from the mitzvah of milah? Even without this specific pasuk by milah, we would say they're potter because the mitzvah says she's not grown. So Tosfos says an answer that it's true up until the eighth day. There's not the zman of the mitzvah. It's not the time to the proper time. But after the eighth day, there is no lapse in time. And from the eighth day and on, till the rest of a person's life, there is a mitzvah. And that Tosfos says that's considered not dependent on time. And that's why we would think that women would be chayim in this mitzvah. And that's why we need a pasuk. So this, that Tosfos is bothered by this question. And Tosfos has to answer that the fact that he's not chayim the first 7 days doesn't make it considered a mitzvah seish as man grano. You see from Tosfos that Tosfos understood that the mitzvah of bris milah does not start until a specific time, the time when the baby is 8 days old. And that is, it fits with the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that really, the arlo, if we would look at the arlo of the baby, the arlo is considered a roi for the mitzvah of milah. The only reason why we can't perform the mitzvah until 8 days old is because the Torah said this is a specific time. However, if we would learn like Rashi, that the reason why you cannot perform the mitzvah of bris milah until the 8th day is because it's not considered an arlo, and therefore there is nothing that I can perform the mitzvah of milah on. So no one's going to tell me that if I can't perform a mitzvah during a specific time because I don't have it, so therefore now this mitzvah becomes a mitzvah seish hazman grano, and now women should be pater. That doesn't make it into a mitzvah seish hazman grano. Therefore, we can answer Tosfos's question according to Rashi, that Rashi will say that the mitzvah of milah is not a mitzvah seish hazman grano. It happens to be the first 7 days of the baby's life, there is no mitzvah to do the milah. That's not correct. There is a mitzvah. The mitzvah of milah really starts as soon as the baby is born. There's a problem. There's no arlo over here to do the milah on until the baby's 8 days old. That will not turn the mitzvah into a mitzvah seish hazman grano, and that is why the Gemara needs a specific drasha to tell me that women are potter from the mitzvah of milah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.